Right, we'll get back into the our whip around the Shires for 2021. And this time, ladies and gentlemen, from the Central Goldfields Shire, will you please welcome Lucy Roffey. Yay!
I don't think I've had a round of applause before. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Welcome back. How was the break? Everything good?
Everything great. I think everybody needed a break, didn't they, this year? And I know a lot of my staff, it was a well-deserved break. And, you know, it was lovely just to get around regional Victoria and see people actually enjoying themselves and getting out and about. So, yeah, I had a great break. Thank you.
Terrific. Well, now our attention's already now after New Year and Christmas. They're gone. We're starting to look now to the Australia Day celebrations in the Goldfields.
Yeah, and of course they're going to be a little bit different this year, again with COVID restrictions. So we've got a few things that people will see that are a little different. But it's such an important year, I think, for everybody to get together, and I think we can all be so proud that we are Australian and how we have dealt with COVID last year. So this year we won't actually have a citizenship ceremony. That's not COVID related. We just don't have any applications this year, but we will be announcing our senior citizen and young citizen of the year will be announced. So look forward to having people come along and celebrate those people who've really put in for the community during the year.
Yeah.
And some people, other things that are a little bit... Oh, yeah?
No, I was just going to say, people can come along to the Australia Day ceremonies, though?
Look, yes, they can. And we've got some things in place just to record people's details. Can also register your attendance on our website. So Central Goldfields, www.centralgoldfields.vic.gov.au/Australia Day. And if people can register attendance in advance, that would be very helpful.
Yeah.
We've also got things like pre-wrapped snacks. So, again, we won't be doing the usual food stalls and things, but we will have pre-wrapped snacks so that people can eat food safely on Australia Day.
Yeah.
And the other thing is we normally also present medallions for babies born during the year. So we've sent those out to people in advance rather than having them presented on the day. But it'll still be a great day, and we'd love to see people out and about. And of course, we also hold Australia Day events, not just in Maribor. So that one on Australia Day starts at 9 a.m.
Yep.
But there's also celebrations in Talbot at 8 a.m, Carisbrook at 10:30 a.m. at the Market Reserve, Denali at 10 a.m. in the Gordon Gardens, Bialaba at 11 a.m. at the Bialaba Town Hall, and Daisy Hill at their community centre at 11 a.m. And all our councillors will be in attendance at the various events as well.
Fantastic. All righty. Now, the other thing, living longer, living stronger. I like the sound of this.
Yeah, this is a great initiative. It's part of the federal government's Move It funding that we received last year. And this is to get people who are over the age of 65 or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders over the age of 50 getting out and getting active. So what we'd like to do is invite some community members to join a steering group to help deliver the initiative, because I think if we're going to be developing things for people over 65, it's great to get their input into how we might do that and coming up with a program that really suits people of that age group. So we'd love to receive applications for people to join that steering group. And again, there's an expression of interest form for this on our website under... Strength for Life.
Right. Okay. Great idea. I've got a nice little acronym for it. I think it should be called GIAG, Get Your Ass Into Gear.
Yeah, well, that would be it as well. And I heard you talking earlier that you were doing all of your steps, and we all know that just even, you know, getting your 10,000 steps in a day, or we also have park run still, which I think just started again on the weekend. So park run is something that everybody can get involved in. You don't actually have to run. You can walk, and that's held as well, again, in Maribor at the Goldfields Reservoir. So lots of opportunities to get active, but this program will look at some other ways that people that perhaps haven't been active and need to get back into it, how we can help them and how we can run some great sessions for them.
The only thing I didn't like about all the laps at Lake Waroona is, like, you know, you see the same people going the other way, and the first lap you give them the nice smile and, hi, how are you? And the second lap, bit of a smile, and by about the third or fourth, it's like, oh, bloody hell, it's you again, you know.
See, what you can do is you turn around and go the other way.
Ah, so
and
you're
then you see different people.
You're a thinking girl, Lucy. I can see that. Thank you for that. I'll take that on board.
That's all right. Hot tip of the day.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, listen, thanks very much. Great to have you back, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Mark.
Good on you. Lucy Roffey from the Central Goldfields Shire on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.